Yeah, these were an improvement for the week, 276,000, almost 277,000 tons, well above the five-year average. It almost more than doubled the five-year average, but they are still a concern. We probably are looking at maybe a 10 to 15 million bushel decrease on the next USDA report, or maybe the July report if things don't change. Overall, I mean, the demand side of the soybean world, we know what we're expecting or what we're looking for. We're looking for China. We heard earlier this week that that China was this was from a deputy ag secretary that had said that China had started to fulfill that new crop obligation from that framework deal from back in October. So it's going to take a lot. As of right now, we only have them down for about two cargoes of soybeans. So if they were going to start buying, we haven't seen it. It didn't show up on this report. So if it was a purchase that was done today or in the last couple of days, it'll show up on next week's report. But this is something that we fully expect that they will do it. It's just a matter of time until those sales do show up. Otherwise, we are still slightly behind where we need to be for those export sales.